it's almost daily we're going out, and as heartbreaking as it is when they're dead, it's even worse when we turn out and they're dying. There's nothing at that stage that we can do for them. There's no veterinary care that we can do to intervene. They're too far gone. We're going out to animals that are just, they're literally just, you know, on death's door. Tiny little movements, just twitching, and you can see them in the most awful states and suffering. The only thing at that stage we can do is have them put to sleep. But it's just, it's heartbreaking to see these animals in that state, and it's just completely unnecessary. They've also had to be, you know, they've been loaded and transported and then dumped in this state, still alive. And it's just horrific and so callous. Unfortunately, some people have horses that they then just breed, or they allow to breed, and then the numbers get out of control. They don't really know what they've got or what they're dealing with. They don't keep on top of it, and they just sort of leave them turned out. And this is why then the horses suffer. A lot of the ones that we're seeing that are being dumped are youngsters, foals or yearlings. So they're far more susceptible to the cold and the elements and to parasites and so on. And it's these little babies that we're going around and picking up. We are working in conjunction with a lot of other charities and rescues, and we're all doing what we can. I mean, the RSPCA has facilities for about 100 horses, and we've got over 500 that we're having to pay to put into boarding because, you know, we don't have the facilities, but we can't turn them away. It's exactly the same story for a lot of other charities. Everybody's doing what they can. But again, we will still always put ourselves forward to, if there's an animal in need, we'll do something. And as I say, unfortunately, in a lot of these cases, the animals are already so far gone, they just need to be humanely put to sleep so that they don't suffer any longer. We will do whatever we can, and we're working with local authorities, with police and lots of other charities to try and do something with this. But again, the main message is, if anybody's got an animal that's in distress, ring us. It doesn't need to suffer.